Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Sagan Standard. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating corners of human knowledge and share with you the intricate details of topics that influence our world and our thinking. On today's episode, we're going to delve into a concept that resonates with skeptics and rationalists alike, the Sagan Standard. This principle draws a line in the sand for evidence and extraordinary claims. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Picture this. You're sifting through the internet when suddenly you come across a headline claiming that a unicorn has been spotted in the wild. Now, before you begin questioning your reality or booking a flight to the alleged unicorn hotspot, you may catch yourself demanding something quite reasonable. Proof. The Sagan Standard is the intellectual crowbar that prees apart fact from fiction based on the quality and amount of evidence provided. The standard is named after the renowned astrophysicist and science communicator, Carl Sagan. Even if his name doesn't ring a bell, you've likely heard his famous saying, "Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence," which encapsulates the Sagan standard perfectly. So why does this matter to you, our curious and discerning listeners? Well, in our age of information and misinformation, the Sagan standard serves as a crucial tool in our intellectual toolkit. It encourages us to question, to seek robust evidence, and to not take bold claims at face value, whether they be about alien encounters, miracle cures, or yet-to-be-proven scientific theories. Now, let's talk about the origin of this standard. While Sagan popularized the phrase, its foundations are steeped in the philosophy of science and skepticism. The concept itself can be traced back to the philosopher Marcello Truzzi, who initially framed it as an extraordinary claim requires extraordinary proof. Sagan adapted this to its current form, and it quickly became a cornerstone of skeptical inquiry. But here's a real-life anecdote to illustrate the practical application of the Sagan standard. Imagine the field of medical research. A new drug claims to miraculously cure a disease with no side effects. Such an extraordinary claim comes under intense scrutiny because it flies in the face of what we understand about medicine and pharmacology. Numerous rigorous clinical trials, peer review, and replication of results are demanded before the claim is widely accepted by the scientific community. Listeners, when have you come across a claim that seemed too good to be true? How did you react? Did you find yourself automatically applying the Sagan standard without even being aware of it? The Sagan standard not only has applications in weighing the validity of scientific claims, but it's a beacon for critical thinking in everyday life. For instance, consider the realm of politics. Politicians often make bold claims and promises, and as the electorate, it is up to us to demand the extraordinary evidence needed to substantiate their extraordinary claims. In the judicial system, the Sagan standard aligns somewhat with the notion that one is innocent until proven guilty. In other words, the extraordinary claim of someone's guilt requires extraordinary evidence to confirm it. It puts the onus on the prosecutor to provide compelling evidence to meet the burden of proof. However, the standard is not without its criticisms. Some argue that it's not always clear what constitutes extraordinary. What is extraordinary to one person might be perfectly ordinary to another, depending heavily on one's background, education, and experiences. Additionally, the standard can shift over time as new evidence and understandings emerge, altering what society considers extraordinary. But here's some food for thought. Apply the Sagan standard to the Sagan standard itself. It's an extraordinary claim to suggest that all extraordinary claims necessitate extraordinary evidence. So what evidence supports this very idea? Well, it's the continued practical success in various fields, from scientific research to daily critical thinking, that serves as its validation. Now, I encourage you all to think back to a time when you might have accepted a claim without questioning its veracity. How might applying the Sagan standard have changed your perception or actions? Before we close, let's ponder the broader implications of applying the Sagan standard in our current technological and societal landscape. With the rise of deepfake technology and the staggering volume of information available to us, assessing the authenticity of claims becomes increasingly complex. On the upside, being equipped with the Sagan standard can help us navigate through this minefield, separating fact from carefully constructed fiction. It empowers us to challenge the status quo, to innovate, and to drive progress, grounded in evidence and truth. To keep the conversation going, engage with the content of this episode by reading about the Sagan standard on Wikipedia. Dive into its origins, explore its applications, and consider its implications in our own lives. Share your thoughts and experiences on how the Sagan standard has shaped or could shape your perspective on extraordinary claims. You might be surprised how often it comes into play. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. Together, we've journeyed through the compelling realm of critical thought and evidence-based reasoning that Carl Sagan gifted to us in the form of a simple, powerful standard. Remember, stay curious, question often, and when in doubt, seek extraordinary evidence. Until next time, keep your minds open and your reasoning sharp.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Sagan Standard. Thanks for listening. See you next time.